joining me now on the line is a very good friend of the program. He's joined us numerous times in the past. Bob Baldessari, General Manager of the PGA Golf Club up in Port St. Lucie. Bob, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Russ. It's great to be with you again. It's a great golf day, as we like to say at the PGA.
Absolutely. It's a big weekend for the PGA. Of course, they're I guess, one of their two premier events, with Ryder Cup being the other, but the PGA Championship, the only event that's every year, premier event of theirs that is every single year. And, of course, a final round later today at Hazeltine. Let's start there, because I do want to get to Patriot Golf Day, but what are your thoughts on the first three rounds of the PGA, and can anyone beat Tiger today?
Well, my thoughts are wow and amazing. Tiger obviously is amazing, and when he gets off to those good starts in majors or any tournament, that's just a tough challenge for anybody in the field. But you can see that the course is set up with Kerry Hegg, who's the sets up tournaments for the championships for the PGA. They've really set it up challenging but fair. You've got a wonderful looking leaderboard. I mean, you look at those names, and you've got past major champion winners, so they're not really going to back down from Tiger. But it's great for the casual fan to tune in. It's wonderful for the regular fan to tune in and get inspired and see what they're doing out there. And it'll be interesting to see if Y.E. Yang can hang in there.
Yeah, Y.E. Yang, of course, the defending champion. He won his first ever PGA Tour victory about 6 months ago in March at the PGA National Resort and Spa for the Honda Classic. So he is in the final pairing today with Tiger Woods. They're going off at 2:45 Eastern Time, 1:45 Minnesota Time. The way I look at it, Bob, the best round of the week is 67. Tiger shot 67 on Thursday. Yang shot 67 yesterday. I don't see anyone going that low and shooting another round that would tie best round of the week on a final round Sunday, considering pin placements and pressure. So 68, probably the best you can do today. And, you know, any of the guys at 4 under par or worse, 68 doesn't get the, you know, that'll get them just to 8 under par. If Tiger is anywhere under par today, that excludes anyone besides Yang and Harrington, if you accept the premise that 68 is probably the best round you can shoot today.
You know, Russ, that's an excellent point, and it's what I've been thinking about myself, that if Tiger shoots a couple under, I think his number is probably 70, because nobody else will have, yeah, you're exactly right, I don't think they can go real low. I think Harrington is not scared to go low. Harrington's not scared to get intimidated by the major championship. He's won three of them. And I think he's the most formidable opponent today for Tiger, with all due respect to Yang. And right. I know Yang will have a lot of local support down here.
I agree with you. I agree. If anyone's going to make a run at Tiger, it's going to be Potty. So in my mind, Tiger wins today. And if anyone else besides Tiger wins, it's going to be Harrington, notching his fourth career major victory. Bob Baldessari is the general manager of the PGA Golf Club, and he's joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And you guys have got a great event coming up early September. In fact, Labor Day weekend, the third annual Patriot Golf Day. And last year, during the second annual Patriot Golf Day, he raised nearly $2 million. And that money goes to support the Folds of Honor Foundation. Give us an idea for the weekend of events, and what exactly is the Folds of Honor Foundation?
Well, I'll start with the Folds of Honor. The Folds of Honor Foundation is created by Major Dan Rooney. He's a PGA professional who owns a golf course in Michigan. He's also an F-16 fighter pilot in the Oklahoma Air National Guard. Major Rooney's been to Iraq and Afghanistan four times to fight the bad guys, and he's carried American flags over there, and one of them that was in his cockpit we have on display at the PGA Golf Club. And Major Rooney came back from one of his tours of duty 3 years ago. It was late spring of 07, and something happened on the flight that came back. If you go to Folds of Honor website, they have a link there that explains it, but it's a very, very powerful story about how Major Rooney came back and wanted to do something to help the families, the kids, the wives or the spouses of those that were killed in action in Iraq and Afghanistan. And to date, over 200 scholarships have been handed out to kids, and it's really an amazing, amazing program we have. We don't have enough time, Russ, to go over everything. We've really put together something very special at PGA Golf Club. I wish I could take up all your show to talk about it, but at our Center for Learning and Performance, we have activities that will, a lot of free activities, free TrackMan fitting and the SAM putting lab from Titleist, which is amazing, and a lot of activities at our Center for Learning, but the main focus is over at the golf club. We have 3 days of activities at our PGA Golf Club to raise money and really awareness for Patriot Golf Day that the PGA America is doing, and Major Dan Rooney's foundation, the Folds of Honor. There's a lot of great causes out there, Russ, and to the listeners out there. But when people put their life on the line for you and I to carry on a beautiful Sunday morning, and for the Palm Beach County golfers to be out there and anywhere in America, that should hopefully resonate with people. It's a deep cause. It's a patriotic cause, and we're proud to do what we're doing at PGA Golf Club.
Absolutely. Freedom is not free, as we realize, you know, and there are men and women that give their lives for our country to live in freedom, which is a wonderful privilege. And this is a phenomenal event and a phenomenal weekend of events. The third annual debuted back in 2007. And there's a couple of layers to this. Now, at the very least, you're encouraging golfers to donate a minimum of $1 when they play a round of golf at participating golf clubs. So at the very least, you're hoping, you know, people that are just coming out this weekend at participating golf clubs, and I'm curious how many around the country are participating, but you want them to donate at least $1, perhaps more, and that goes to the Folds of Honor Foundation. But there's also, there's other, you know, you step it up a couple of notches, and there's other, you know, certain facilities, including the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, that, you know, not only are you asking for donations from players that are playing rounds of golf, but you have a number of different events all weekend long to get people out, to get people taking part in the game of golf, as well as giving back to the Folds of Honor Foundation.
Absolutely. I'll give you the quick run. If you go to pgavillage.com, there'll be more information. But on Friday, September 4, we have a Pro-Am event, and we'll be raising some funds in that event. Our big day is Saturday, September 5. We start out at 7:30, 7:45 in the morning with actually a parade. We got this thing going last year. In the parade, I've got the American Legion Post 318, the Patrick Air Force Base is involved, probably up to 100 local junior ROTC high school groups. We've got the PGA Village homeowners involved. I've got a major from, I believe, the Fort Lauderdale area that's been with us before. We have a Centennial High School band, and another band's coming in. I was trying to get a Marine Corps band, the Marching Band, Russ. I've got them lined up for next year. So far, you know, no pun intended, I haven't been shot down on this one yet, but we have a flyover that's scheduled. We've got, Pat Rooney's brother, or is it brother, cousin Tom Rooney?
Yeah, it's his little brother, Tom, who's
okay.
Now an honorable congressman.
Absolutely. We've approached him, and so far so good, as they say. He'll be out there. I've got some other VIPs. I actually have from the Pentagon a brigadier general that's a U.S. Marine Corps officer that has a tremendous track record in the military, and he's coming down from the Pentagon with another gentleman to speak at our ceremonies. And our very, very special guest is Major Ed Polito. Major Polito is the executive director for the Folds of Honor Foundation. He was here last year. Very, very powerful story of how he lost his leg to an AED blast and lying on the 125-degree pavement in Iraq thinking, wow, what a way to go type of thing.
Wow.
If you don't play golf, if you just have a patriotic vein in your body, please come out on Saturday, September 5th to PGA Golf Club. You will not be disappointed with what we're doing for our ceremony. I have the Avenue D choir there from the Fort Pierce. They sang last year and just blew the place apart. People were amazed at how good those kids are, and they're coming back to sing. We just, every time I turn on, I just got a phone call the other day from the Military Officers of America. They want to be part of this. It's just really mushrooming and growing, and we're already planning for next year. I'll give everybody a little glimpse, but we're planning with the Port St. Lucie Mets to have a concert at their stadium. So we really want to do everything we can to lead the nation in awareness at PGA Golf Club for this great and wonderful cause.
Fantastic. Obviously, a number of great events going on. Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 7th, Friday through Monday, up at PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. And for more information and a list of all these events, because you know, sometimes all this information at once can be a little mind-numbing, but yes. They spell it out for you on the website, playgolfamerica.com or patriotgolfday.com. So there's two different websites you can go to as a resource, playgolfamerica.com or patriotgolfday.com. And as we talked about, there's events in Port St. Lucie at the PGA Golf Club, but if you're just playing a round of golf this weekend, you know, try to play it at a participating golf club so you can go and play a round of golf and donate money to the Folds of Honor Foundation. There are a number of participating golf clubs all around the state, all around the country, and for those clubs that are participating in Patriot Golf Day during the weekend of September 4th through the 7th, go to those websites and check them out, playgolfamerica.com, patriotgolfday.com. Bob Baldessari is a good friend of the program, the GM of the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Bob, thank you so much for the time, as always. Good luck in a couple of weeks. Hoping you break $2 million. Last year you raised $1.9 million. Hope you go over the $2 million mark this year.